13th Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah Gimel. We're talking about fearing on Shabbos. Ten of Shabbos could be ripping apart garments that were sewed together. It could also be ripping apart even paper that was took pieces of paper that glued together. Yeah. Okay, there's a discussion of the poison, but nice way we answer even tearing apart one piece of paper. It's also an Israel Perek. Yeah. If you're just destroying it in order to get something out of it, that's a different story. You have some type of wrapping which you have some food inside, but you destroy the wrapping to get it out. That's just considered getting out the food, and you're not being the sack in anything, but you're just being the power of the whole thing. Hakarei the chamos, the person is angry and he rips things. Or val meito, if he's ripping on a mate that he's not chai to do kriya, because if he is chai to do kriya, so then he's doing a tikkun. The call him a kalkum to him, if he does anything that's just going to damage something, he is positive. Yes. The nice Mika then we pass him, Locha Shayna Shikha Zufa is positive, and therefore this is positive. The random hole, if you did it, get at your anger, since you're having a certain positive thing out of it, that you're calming yourself down, that's also the right to Mika then we don't pass him that way, but about us also to do that. A kalkum and not to takim, shikim, takim, sometimes any type of a locha that has a kilku, like ripping, or erasing, and the shear is that you rip or erase that or destroy enough so that afterwards you will be able to re-sew together or write the two letters underneath it or to build a small amount underneath it.